Oh yeah, it really is brutal, and I speak for myself, and I'm sure I speak for everybody else who plays local soccer here in Wexford. Like, you know, you miss your training, and obviously then, you know, the weekend comes around. Normally you're in on a Saturday night, probably watching matches there or something, thinking about the game in the morning, or looking up on who you're playing and how they done last week. And you know, and it's getting to the point now where it's ridiculous, like, that we're that it's taken this long, and still there doesn't seem to be any sort of way out for the local people who are playing soccer.
Have you been able to keep in touch with the lads in North End for the last little while?
Yeah, look, we have a WhatsApp group and they're going, and lads put in stuff the odd day and things, but you know, it's just not the same as going up training of a Tuesday and a Thursday night. The bond that you have with your teammates, like everybody has with their teammates, and getting ready for a Sunday morning, you know, the text message will be going on a Saturday night saying, oh look, with the big one in the morning, we're playing Shamrock Rovers, or we're playing a Gorey or whatever, like, and just the excitement, it's getting you through the whole week in work thinking we have a big game coming Sunday, and now that's taken away, I suppose the weeks just roll into the months and just gets very monotonous, and things are very boring, I think, at this stage.
When the last season was called up early, I mean, people understood that cases were starting to rise then a little bit, and you could understand why, you know, leagues were a little bit reluctant to come back at that stage. But is there a growing sense of frustration among, you know, lads in local soccer here that, you know, every single week we should be getting back out further, you know, cases are starting to come down a little bit, and that sense of frustration is growing?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, look, I'm sure myself, like everybody else, we understand the conditions that we're living in at the minute, and we understand that, I think it was 2 or 3 weeks before the season was meant to start in September, that things, they weren't good enough, and numbers-wise, cases-wise, and it was just too dangerous, and people took that on the chin, and there was no problem. I think the killing thing now is seeing the likes of the League of Ireland is back, and now the National League's back for the GAA in a couple of weeks. And I think people like myself are just kind of wondering, like, where do we factor into all this? And, you know, I suppose, why aren't we getting any guidance? Or there doesn't seem to be a plan for the likes of myself and lads like me who playing in the junior leagues, like, across the country. And it gets very frustrating, and, like, sometimes it does border over into anger, really.
And we will go on to your plans there. You were telling me a little bit about what you'd like to see when the GAA plans came out yesterday. And this is the time for planning now. So have you heard from the Wexford Football League? Have they given you any kind of date in mind for you to aim for?
No, like, look, I was talking to a couple of people who would be probably a little bit closer to the people on the Wexford League than myself. Like, they were saying, oh, the 1st of September, and that's kind of it. To me, like, that's very reactive thinking, like, instead of being proactive. But here we are now, we're at the start of April, and like you said earlier, things are starting to look good. Like, you know, we are getting a huge amount of vaccines coming into the country now. The case numbers are coming down. Like, last week there was a news report saying that the percentage of outside is only 0.01% of all cases coming from outside and sporting activities and stuff. So, like, I think there should be a plan start to put in place. And then if in 4 weeks' time that things go wrong again, then that's okay. Like, you know, if they want to pull the plug on and say, look, the numbers were good when we made this plan, but now 4 weeks down the line the numbers are not so good, so we're going to pull the plan, I think players and people would understand that and would have no problems with that. It's just the fact that there doesn't seem to be a plan is what's frustrating people.
Absolutely, and I can hear the frustration in your voice there as well. So yesterday the GAA's master fixture list did come out, and you noticed there was the gap there between the intercounty and the club. You reckon that's a space where football teams, junior football teams here in the county and across the country, they can get back out on the field and play, even if it is for a month and a half, 2 months. So just tell us, what's your plans there?
Yeah, like, when I read the GAA's plan, like, it just struck me instantly. We're in early April now, so say we're lucky enough to get back on the field playing games in June, which I don't think is unrealistic. Some people might think that maybe I'm thinking maybe too positively, but that is 2 months' time. Like, if you have the whole of the summer, you have your June and your July and into your August to get something meaningful done. There's a common thing in Wexford, and I'm sure it's in every county, that there is a lot of teams who struggle for the first 4 weeks, say, of a league and the last 4 weeks of a league because of the clash with the GAA, where I think, like, it's perfect. You now have, let's say we get 10 weeks, you have uninterrupted, every team has their best players. Like, you're only bound to see a better competition or a better standard each week because everybody has all the players to choose from.
It's important to point out that the club GAA won't be back until at least September. They still have to confirm that, but it looks like it'll be September to December. So there is that gap between, let's say, Wexford go all the way to the All-Ireland final. A lot of those players won't be playing junior soccer at that stage anyway. I'm sure Davey won't allow them to play. But, you know, junior soccer players that do play a bit of Gaelic games, they'll be looking for something to use as a pre-season into their Gaelic games as well. So it's a win-win for both sports.
Exactly, like I played junior myself. I play a bit of football and a bit of hurling, like, and you know when you do get say to your in their late August and stuff, like you're trying to juggle three things, and there's championship matches coming in, and there's Premier League matches in the soccer, like, and you're trying to juggle and you're trying to look ahead. Whereas I think after having such a bad year, it's the perfect chance to get every team with their best on the field. Please God, and I hope Wexford win All Ireland. It'll be absolutely brilliant. So I'm kind of basing all this on the fact that I can't see Wexford getting beat any less than a quarter final, realistically. Which, if correct me if I'm wrong, but I think would at least bring us into August, which is still giving us the whole month of June, the whole month of July, and probably a couple of weeks in August. I know some people might say, "Oh, sure, if Wexford get knocked out, then the GAA will be back a lot sooner." I can't see the hurlers being knocked out very early, like, so. To me, it's just a perfect chance for soccer to kind of reinstate itself in the county and put their best foot forward and say, "Well, like, look at us, you know, we've come up with this plan, we've got all the teams to back it, and we're going to go with it."
And Paul, as a soccer player, does it frustrate you to see these stories coming out about GAA teams that are being caught training in groups? Whether they're right or wrong to train in those groups is, you know, a matter for debate, but does it frustrate you that it allows the government and the health officials to sort of paint all sports with, well, they're all breaking the rules now, so we shouldn't let any of them out on the field? Do you think that it jeopardises soccer teams getting back out on the pitch when these stories are, you know, from Paint News?
Well, I understand how some people may take that as saying, like, for instance, your Dublin footballers and Monaghan there recently. But to me, like, it's an absolute joke that it was from Paint News, considering the life we're in. Six or eight lads are in a public park at 7 o'clock in the morning training, or I'm pretty sure, without being positive, that they weren't tackling each other. Like, you know, they were doing a lot of drills and stuff, I would imagine, probably a running session. To me, for people like to slate them left, right and centre is ludicrous. Like, I think at this stage of where we are, surely people can sense people's frustration and see that what them people were doing wasn't harming anybody. It wasn't, you know, it wasn't like they held a 30-man squad session in a gym somewhere and everyone was packed into it. There was a few lads in a big open space doing a bit of training, like, you know, I don't see any problem with it. I know some people will, and they will say, "Oh, sir, there's rules there and stuff." And I do agree that the rules have to be abided by, but I don't think to the scale that it was brought, like, was necessary.
But one thing that the GAA president, Larry McCarthy, said after the Dublin breach, basically it gives the government a bat to beat us with, that, you know, look, we tried to give you a bit of leeway here and you took full advantage and, you know, you sort of skated the rules. So that's what I mean by jeopardising every other sport. Do you think that that might happen?
I do, in a sense that if the government and NPHET kind of don't want to bring back the sport, say in June, we'll go with that, because that was the kind of plan that I had in my head, say it would be June. I can see how they can say that and then, you know, where they would get, not the excuse, but where they would get the right to say, "Well, listen, you were training when you were meant to be, so how are we meant to trust that you will follow the protocols of not using dressing rooms and stuff like that?" I do understand that, but I also think it's very naive of people to think that, yes, Dublin and Monaghan were caught, but it's very naive to think that there's only two counties in this whole country who has been doing what Dublin and Monaghan done, just not getting caught.
And do you think it might be a bit naive of us to think that it's just GAA teams as well? I mean, I'm not expecting you to rat out any other soccer teams, but have you heard of other teams training?
No, I haven't. And to be honest, Aidan, if they were privately doing their own little running sessions and stuff, I wouldn't be one to say it. I heard last week that Northern was having a full 18-man session every week. So, you know, there will be stories. I'm telling you now that's not happening. I wish it was. I could nearly truthfully tell you now, if there was a session tonight, I would be at it. You know, that's just the way I'm feeling at the minute, and that's just the feeling that I'm getting from kind of all people. They're fed up, there's no plan, there's no sort of escape from this, there's nobody telling us anything. Like, I mentioned it earlier, when I spoke to a man, he said that he was in contact with the Wexford League and that it was the 1st of September and that was it. To me, like, that would just infuriate me and just anger me completely, like that. They don't even seem to be wanting to give it a chance, or even to give the local players a chance. I mean, like, if you're coming to the end of your career and they're saying now that we're not going to go back till September, that's 13 or 14 months out. 10 of them, or 11 probably, will end up with no training. no proper physical activity really. Like, you know, the gyms are closed. I know lads can go for a bit of a jog and a run and stuff, but it's completely different to training in a team sport. And I just don't think that the logic behind just waiting and wasting another summer is really necessary. Like, when, you know, there's people there who will do the thing right. Like, when we went back to finish the league, there was no dressing rooms. People got changed on the side of the pitch. Nobody had a problem. Nobody took showers. Nobody had a problem. You know, if you tell people, like, you can play, but these are the rules, you can't, sure, they're going to take it, and they're not going to break them rules for the sake of, if one team went against these rules and used their dressing rooms and used their showers and didn't care, they're not going to want to be the cause of the whole league shutting down because of one team. Like, I just feel if there was a chance given, that lads would take the chance and would abide by the rules.
And listen, all we're looking for here is a plan as well. Just, if you have a plan in place to say that, yes, you know, there is going to be a game maybe on the 30th of June, or maybe even just a plan to get back to training, that would give people such a boost as well, just to know that, you know, you're not just running up and down the road for the sake of it. You have a goal in mind, and that'll just help everybody's mental health as well as their physical health.
That's it, Eden. Like, I'm not coming on here and saying, well, the government need to do this and this. That, this is not what this is about. This is about the Wexford Football League giving the Wexford Junior Soccer some sort of plan. I know they can't come out and definitively say this is the plan because they haven't probably given the plan by the government. Mm-hmm. But they could come out and they could email secretaries of clubs and say, okay, like, pending government guidelines, we would like to do this, this and this. Like, we would like to see us back training at such a time. We would like to play competitive games on this date. And, you know, according to the way the thing is going in the country and the viruses and the vaccines and stuff, then it is subject to change. But at least then clubs can say to the players, listen, the Wexford League have came to us, they have a plan in place, all going well. Like, you know, we're talking, it's not really up to the Wexford League, but at least they're putting a plan in place, and at least then to the clubs and the players it looks like that they're thinking of us and that they're trying to, you know, they're trying to factor us in and not forget about us. Like, just, they're just going to let a summer sit there and just say, oh, we'll start next year. Like, I just don't think that's the attitude that's needed. Like, people have sat out long enough. If it was a case of people could go back, say, playing in June and they didn't, then, like, how would people feel, like, saying, well, there's 3 months here of a window of to have all the best players in all the best teams playing the competition, and we didn't do anything about it, or we didn't try, we didn't even look into it. And I'm not saying they're not in, because I'm not on the Wexford Football League, but I'm just here basically just trying to get it out there and just ask them, as a player who plays in the Wexford League, is there a plan, or can you come up with a plan pending on government guidelines that could see us back playing in the summer?
And it's certainly something we'll put to the Wexford Football League as well. Just to finish off, Paul, of course, you know, you're reigning Leinster champions there as well. Can you see any of those competitions taking place this year, or will you hold on to that trophy for another year?
No, I couldn't imagine so now, Aidan. No, I'd imagine that the likes of them competitions will start again just next year. We are in an Ulster Challenge semi-final, which I would love to see going ahead. Like, we've won one ever in our history in 2010, and we're sitting in a semi-final against Kilkenny, and the Defence Force in Galway are in the other semi-final. Realistically, I think that competition could take 2 weeks to finish. Like, I would like to see the Wexford League go to the FAI and push for us and say, listen, like, there's only 4 teams in the competition, 2 Saturdays, semi-final, following week a final. Like, you're talking 2 weeks out of a summer to get it done. And again, I don't know if they are doing that or if they're not doing that. I wouldn't like people to think that, oh, sure, I'm coming on and saying these things without knowing the facts. I don't know, but I'm just trying to re-emphasize, and just for the sake of that squad and this football county, that they are doing that to make sure that we do get a chance to win another Oscar trainer.
Absolutely. And listen, all we're asking for is a plan and a bit of guidance, just to give everybody that little bit of peace of mind. And as you say, these talks and these discussions could be going on behind closed doors, and if we could just get a bit of public relations around that, a bit of guidance around that, that would be helpful.
Exactly. And look, like, please God that this is the most pointless conversation of all time, and the Wexford League will come out with a plan next week, and they will say, well, look, we had a plan in place all along, and I will be absolutely over the moon, and it will be brilliant. But if they're not, hopefully then they might hear this, and other people might maybe come on board, and other people in the county might push for it, and, you know, they might not necessarily be forced into doing something, but they might say, okay, well, look, the interest is there. People have said that they will follow guidelines A, B and C, and we can have a meaningful summer of local soccer on, you know, in nice fine summer evenings and stuff like that, like, and everybody can benefit.
Absolutely. And listen, how is your training going at the minute? Have you been doing a whole lot right now, or will you be ready if the season must start tomorrow?
Yeah, look, I've been doing small things in. You know, I'm more of a squad trainer. Like, you know, I do find it very difficult for these long runs and stuff. They're just not really me. But again, if somebody told me in the morning that we have a match on the 15th of June, then I would be ready, as I'm sure every single player in every single league in the county would be ready, because there's something to aim at. You know, it's very disheartening for people to not know where they're going in this. Like, and again, this is not entirely Record League's fault. It's not really anybody's fault. It's just the situation we're in. But it is very difficult for people to train for 6, 8, 12 months. Not knowing what are they training for. Like, you know, when do I stop? When do I up my training? When do I change my training schedule? When do I do this? When do I do that? You know, it's very difficult for a lad to kind of get his mindset right for something that he doesn't know is going to happen.